Good evening. Time for another bedtime story with Thompson. We're reading from The Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum. This is chapter 17, The Journey to the South.
At first,
speak up.
Dorothy was very unhappy about missing her chance to return to Kansas. She cried a lot that first day, but when she thought it all over, she was glad she did not go up in a blood. Although she felt very sorry about losing Oz, the Scarecrow was now the ruler of the Emerald City. Although he was not a wizard, the people were all proud of him. They bragged that there was not another city in all the world ruled by a stuffed man.
That's right.
The morning after the balloon went up, the four travelers met in the throne room to talk matters over. The Scarecrow sat the big throne, and the others sat in soft chairs beside him. Okay. "We are all very lucky," they said, "for this palace and the Emerald City belong to us, and we can do just as we please. When I remember that a short time ago I was up on a pole in a farmer's cornfield, and now that I am the ruler of this beautiful city, I am quite happy what has happened to me." The Tin Man and the Lion expressed their satisfaction with the rewards Oz had granted them. And the two said that they were content. Only Dorothy was still unhappy. She told her friends that although she loved them all very much, she still wanted to return home in Kansas. The Scarecrow decided to think. He thought so hard that the pins and needles began to stick out of his brains. "Why not call the winged monkeys and ask them to carry you over the desert?" "I never thought of that," said Dorothy. "I'll go get the golden cap." When she brought the cap to the throne room, she spoke the magic words, and soon the band of winged monkeys flew into the open window and stood beside her. "This is the second time you've called us," said the Monkey King. "What is your wish?" "I want you to fly with me to Kansas," said Dorothy. "That cannot be done," said the Monkey King. "We belong to this country alone, and we cannot leave it. There's never been a winged monkey in Kansas, and I suppose there never will be. We will be glad to serve you in any way we can, but we cannot cross the desert. Goodbye." Wait for this. The Monkey King bowed and then flew away through the window, followed by all his band. Dorothy was almost ready to cry. She was so disappointed. "I have wasted the charm of the golden cap for nothing," she said, "for the winged monkeys cannot help me." The Scarecrow began thinking again, and his head bulged so much that Dorothy was afraid it would burst. "Let's call in the soldier with the green beard," he said, and ask his advice. When the soldier entered the throne room, the Scarecrow asked him if he knew how Dorothy might cross the desert. The soldier explained that he knew of no one except Oz who had ever crossed the desert. "Is there no one who can help me?" asked Dorothy. The soldier thought a bit. Then he said, "Perhaps Glinda can help you. She is the good witch of the South." "She is the most powerful of all the witches and rules over the Quadlings." Wait for this. Besides, her castle stands on the edge of the desert, so she may know a way to cross it. How can I get to our castle? Asked Dorothy. The road is straight to the south, he answered, but it is said to be very dangerous for travelers. When the soldier left, the scarecrow said, It seems that in spite of the dangers, the best thing Dorothy could do is to travel to the land of the south and ask Glinda for help. This will be the only way Dorothy will ever get back to Kansas. The Lion, the Tin Man, and the Scarecrow thought for only a second, and then they all said they would go with Dorothy. The journey would be long and dangerous, and they could not let their friend go all by herself. Dorothy thanked the ball, and they decided to return to their rooms and get ready for their long journey, which would begin at sunrise the next morning. That's the end.
And that's all we have time for tonight. That's the end of chapter 17. Stay tuned. We'll be back with chapter 18 next time. Good night.
Good night.